everyone, and I hope you are really enjoying this group. I am really, really thankful and grateful for everyone who has joined this group so far, and I really appreciate you spending your time in this group, as I do understand that things can get quite draining when we are on social media. And I wanted to jump on today and give you a quick little lesson in perception. And I'm hoping that someone else is going to come on with me, because I would really love to give a demonstration on this. So perception is an amazing thing. So when you shift your perception, you can literally change the entire story of a scenario. So they say that you can have 10 different people witness one event and you will have 10 different stories. And the reason that that is because each person will see that event from their perception, which is from their knowledge point. So, you know, if someone's seen an accident and they've seen many accidents before, then they may see it differently and they may, you know, talk about a lot of the emotions that come up around it because they've been in that scenario in the past. The other thing that you might also get is someone who's never seen it before might come from a different angle and think it's absolutely horrific, or, you know, they thought the bike came before the bus or the car or whatever it may be. But there's something really, really special about perception. And we have the ability and the power to change our perception at any given moment. Now, this is an absolutely super, super powerful tool and something that I try and do as often as I can, especially when I get into a situation that doesn't always feel good. And, you know, a lot of my clients have said to me in the past that, you know, I don't understand how you think that way. And that's because they give me a scenario and I'm like, you know, where they've taken it into a negative space. And in an instant, I can switch that scenario around to a different perspective and a different perception, and then all of a sudden, it's a happy thing. So it's all about how you look at things. Now, if you are looking at your business and you are thinking that it's all getting draining and, you know, I can't do this, I just, you know, I need to do so much time here, I need to do this, I need to do that, and you are looking at it from that perspective of, I don't know what I'm doing, then you're going to feel that way, and that's all your brain's going to find. So it's going to find information that proves that perspective. So if you're saying that you're failing and that you don't know what you're doing and you can't move forward, then your brain's going to find ways for you to prove that right. So it may turn around and go that you get, you know, all of a sudden it'll look at the offers that you've put out on Facebook and it'll make sure that it'll point out to you the offers that had no comments, no likes, no questions, nothing. It'll point out the areas that you're not getting any clients. It'll also point out the fact that you don't have any money coming into your bank account. It'll make you really look at it so that you can say, see, what you were talking about was right. And this is your brain, like, it has a very small focus point. So if you can shift that focus point, then you have the ability to actually move yourself forward. So what I would recommend for you at the moment, and I talk about this a lot, and this is exactly why I have Thankful Thursday in the group, it's all about gratitude. Now, one of the biggest things that will move you forward in your business is gratitude. And the reason for that is because it changes your body, your state, and your actual perception of things. So if you start focusing on gratitude on a daily basis, your brain will start to find other things that you're grateful for. And then all of a sudden, all those things that you were looking at that were making you feel like you were a failure and that you weren't getting anywhere and you weren't accomplishing things, then all of a sudden, your brain finds you information that proves that wrong, and those thoughts and feelings will start to dissipate and they will start to go away. And it does take time. But I really, really recommend to all of my clients that one of the first things that they do is do a daily gratitude practice. And this is why I have the theme day in the group, because the more you focus on gratitude and the things that you're thankful for, the more of them that you will attract. So I can't stress that enough. So, you know, maybe you have a perspective that you find that you're running at the moment, a story that you're telling yourself that you think is quite negative. If you do have that, post it below and let's see if we can shift that perspective, all right? Because together we will get there. We will always go further together, and I truly and honestly believe that. There's no reason we need to do things alone. And if we reach out and ask for help, it's one of our biggest strengths. It's not a weakness. So please, if you need help, reach out. All right? Enjoy Thankful Thursday, and it is almost Friday, people, to a long weekend if you're in Sydney. So have a great day, and I look forward to hearing from you soon. Bye. I'm not the only one.